Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 2nd, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those who don't have freedom of worship or government for the people or by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide comfort to their families as they protect our freedoms. Father, I ask that you give us, the selected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Where's the sheriff? All right, we'll go a little bit out of order today. We'll start with item B under Sheriff's Department, which is to consider and approve a resolution for Deputy John H. Austin for 26 years and 4 months of dedicated service as a deputy in Corrections, Work Release, and Transfer Department for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and wishing him well in his future endeavors. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I think Commissioner Weaver has a resolution here. Sheriff, would you like to bring Mr. Austin up?
John, it's my privilege and honor to be able to read this resolution. You and I worked together for many, many years, and you're going to be greatly missed, and a lot of experience leaves with John. So it's my privilege to read this resolution. Whereas John H. Austin has devoted 26 years and 4 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas John Austin has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. And whereas John Austin has made an outstanding contribution to law enforcement and the quality of criminal justice in Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, serving as a deputy at the correctional facility, work release officer, and in the transfer department at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, John Austin has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, John H. Austin is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend John H. Austin for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners. Congratulations.
It's been a blessing working for Jefferson County, and it's been an honor working under my sheriff, which will always be my sheriff, Mitch Wood. And thank you all for attending. God bless. Thank you.
John, I think they've got a presentation. We've got the Gold County Watch give you here today. Show our county's appreciation to you and what you've done. I appreciate you guys for recognizing John here today. He's done a good job. For me, he was in the sheriff's office when I became sheriff, but he's been a steady employee, and it's from what you heard from the resolution, John's done some very important work in the time that I've been sheriff here, and I think had the opportunity to work with some of you in the commissioner precincts when he was on work release. But it's guys like him that make us stand out day in and day out. He's out there doing service for the community. And John, I want to thank you for everything you've done for us and the time you've given the county here. Appreciate it. Judge, you got it. Are you there?
item out of order. Under County Commissioners, item A, it's consider and possibly approve authorize county judge to execute and receive and file a partner contribution statement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Ducks Unlimited pursuant to the North American Wetlands Conservation Act for Jefferson County Wetlands Projects. And I think we have a number of people here today from Drainage District 6 and Texas Parks and Wildlife and Ducks Unlimited. This is a opportunity for them to leverage the money we're spending on the Keith Lake Fish Pass Baffle Project as a match for North American Wetlands Conservation Act grant application. And we're certainly happy to partner with you. Judge, is there anything that anybody wanted to say about this issue? I will note that, I got the message Friday that in order for our application to be complete, that our project needs to be to bid. So I spoke to the colonel at the Corps on Friday afternoon, and hopefully they're going to expedite our permitting and we'll be able to meet the guidelines. That's certainly my hope. He's supposed to call me back the early part of this week on that permitting process. So
we appreciate the Corps' cooperation with this, with the Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Drainage District and Ducks Unlimited, who is the lead agency in getting this North America wetland monies. This is a project the Drainage District has been working on for about 10 years, and for one reason or another, it never got off a dead center. And the fact with the county's cooperation on this project, and now we have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife coming back on a project that we've worked on extensively and spent about $200,000 on Drainage District money, then they decided they didn't want it anymore. But now they're back to the table because of the in-kind contribution the Commissioner's Court are offering up to put another similar structure in what is referred to as the oil cut. And if we can get these two facilities in, then that will provide the drainage for 36,000 acres and save approximately 13,000 acres of marsh. And without the Commissioner's Court help, it wouldn't be possible. So we appreciate you.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of the opportunity to partner with you. Drainage District 6 obviously has done a great job these last many years leveraging grants from every which source you could to improve drainage in Jefferson County, and it's certainly obvious the benefits of all the work you've done. And of course, we always are appreciative of Ducks Unlimited and the work they do in Texas Parks and Wildlife. You've been great partners, and we thank you and look forward to this. So do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving back to the beginning of the agenda, under purchasing, item A is to approve specifications for a term contract for temporary canteen, meal catering, disaster emergency for Jefferson County in the event of a natural disaster. Item B is to approve specifications for a term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is to approve specs for a term contract for pest control service for Jefferson County. Item D is to approve specifications for development and lease proposals for a charter school at the former TYC property. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with Five Star Correctional Services for a fourth additional one-year renewal from June 25th, 2014 to June 24th, 2015. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Phase 3 with T. Johnson Industries for a net increase of 10 contract days, bringing the total contracted days to 190 due to rain delays. Item G is considering possibly approving auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case Goodwill Industries. And item I is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And then via addendum, item J is to consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code section 262.02411 for vehicle and equipment repairs to ASCO for the repairs of heavy road equipment for Jefferson County precincts. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for engineering for an upgrade of a handheld GPS unit software in the amount of $2,995. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for general services for additional costs for termination allowance in the amount of $100,000. Item C is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the Elections Department for the cost of runoff elections in the amount of $94,000. $95,700, excuse me. Item D is to consider and approve reducing the budget position for investigative position number 6 from $82,128 to $68,118. And using the difference to create a supplement for the investigator in the VAWA grant budget. That's violence against women grant budget in the amount of $14,010 per year. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the district attorney for funding for supplement pay for the remainder of the fiscal year in the amount of $4,581. Item F is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the 252nd District Court for additional costs for pauper's attorney fees in the amount of $200,000. Item G is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the 317th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in juvenile cases in the amount of $50,000. Item H is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the court master for additional costs for arraignment and drug court judges in the amount of $65,000. That's due to the fact that the state has run out of money a little bit earlier this year than they normally do for paying for these magistrates and judges sitting by assignment because of a lot of capital cases, capital murder cases, particularly in Harris County. Item I is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for ammunition and a taser in the amount of $2,000. Item J is to consider and approve utilizing available capital funds and budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for the purchase of a roller. Item K is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for the purchase of computer and additional cost in the amount of $3,145. Item L is to consider and approve acceptance of donation for Legacy Community Development Corporation in the amount of $36,000 for the benefit of the Cheek First Time Sewer Project. Item M is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending April 30th, 2014. And lastly, item N is to use regular county bills, check numbers 393993 through 394276 for the period ending May 26, 2014, and check numbers 394277 through 394480 for the period ending today. Do we have a motion on those items under County Auditor?
Adam, Judge, but a correction. I think that roller was Precinct 4, and that's a motion.
Oh, I thought I said, did I say not say Precinct 4?
One.
Oh, Precinct 4, correct, for the roller.
I'll second.
Okay.
And Patrick, on the pauper attorney, how much is that for the year? Do you know?
Yeah, that's going to be good.
That should be one of our first movements for the pauper attorney fees to move extra money in there. I think we're probably tagging along about the same amount as last year, but we'll get you the actual number after court.
Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And there had been an item I passed up under County Airport. That item will be tabled until they finish doing the design of the new hangar to be placed out there at the airport by a private party. Under County Clerk, we have two items. Item A is to consider and possibly approve early voting locations for August 5th, 2014 for the special runoff election for State Senate District 4. And item B is to consider and possibly approve countywide election day polling locations for August 5th, 2014 for the special runoff election for State Senate District 4. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
We got any opportunity to get any fund recoup from the state on these things, Ms. Gidry? Okay, I just want to make sure we put on the table that we're spending quite a bit on these unfunded mandates from the state.
And just a change on that, as far as the locations in Needleland, it's going to be at Needleland City Hall, is that right, Ms. Clerk?
Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program for the 2014 National Men's Health Month. Do we have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Well, Ms. C. Item C is to receive and file executed memorandum of understanding between Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission and Jefferson County regarding the 2014 Port Security Grant Program and the county's use of the Southeast Texas Emergency Alerting Network. Do I have a motion on item C?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under juvenile probation, we have one item. A is to receive and file the proposed juvenile probation department budget for fiscal year 2014 in accordance with section 140.004 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is considering possibly approve the elimination of a correctional officer position, the creation of an administrative office specialist position in the jail budget, an annual budget of $44,175, which would result in an annual savings of $6,500 in payroll expense for the Sheriff's Department. But do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.